Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Yeah, that's right. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm here at Fellowship and just excited to be on this podcast and to get this podcast started. I'm here with Amy this morning, and Amy is going to serve as my co-host, but I just wanted to quickly introduce myself, and then she'll introduce herself. Like I said, my name is Dan. I've been here at Fellowship for 6 years. My wife and I have been a part of Fellowship in the life and the body of this church for 6 years. We've really enjoyed this church. We love the mission that God is calling this church to. We've been married for 10 years and just had a really good experience here. Now I serve on staff as a discipleship pastor, as part of the discipleship team here at Fellowship. And basically what that means is that I serve with small groups and helping mentor and disciple small group leaders, and I work with men's ministry. So Amy, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Amy, and I'm so excited to be here with Dan today. I serve on the adult discipleship team at Fellowship as well, and I serve with our young adult and young married women. My husband Marty grew up here at Fellowship, and I joined when I moved to Little Rock about 20 years ago. He and I have been married 18 years and have 3 kids, and while we haven't been in Little Rock that whole time, Fellowship is our home and the family we love, and we're really just so excited to be here and to be a part of what God's doing in and through our body.
Yeah, it's so cool, Amy, because you've been a part of Fellowship for a really long time, like nearly half the life of this church, right? So, and you haven't always been in Little Rock. You did some stuff in Memphis, too,
right? We did, yeah. Several years ago, when Ben Parkinson was planting Fellowship Memphis, we moved our family there and helped start that church. We were there about 4 years, and that was just a great experience, a great time in our lives where God just did a lot of things in our family and growing us individually, and we've just really loved all that we've experienced over the years through Fellowship.
That's really cool, Amy. So basically for this first initial podcast, we just wanted to share with everybody why we want to have this podcast, why we think this podcast is going to be a good thing for the people of Fellowship. And it's really just our desire that this podcast will help you, the listener, connect to the life of Fellowship and the way you worship on Sunday with the rest of your life through the week, just how you live out your faith in Jesus through your week and your weekly context.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm really excited to get this podcast running. I think it's something that's going to be really powerful for our church. Dan, can you tell us a little bit more about what we have planned for it?
Yeah, well, we're looking for this podcast to be midweek, so it'll come out midweek. And we really want to provide our church with some kind of midweek connection into what's happening here at the church. You know, sometimes we'll talk about the message on Sunday. We might have one of the teaching pastors on and ask them more specific questions about what they meant on Sunday when they said such and such in their sermon. Sometimes we'll have some of our staff, some of our pastors in here talking with us, just getting to know them better as they serve the body of the church. And we'll also have members of our church, the church, talking with us at times, just sharing their hearts and what God is doing in their lives and working on a regular basis as they live out their faith.
Yeah, so sometimes it might be a really cool story, or it might be something that seems really ordinary. But the point is that these stories will be relatable to the people of our church.
That's exactly right. So like when Mark preaches on Sunday, I want to know how what he preached on Sunday fits into my life during the week. Like when I come home from a really hard day at work and I can tell my wife just had it with the kids and we're sitting down at dinner and one of my boys picks up their glass of milk and chucks it across the table at the other kid, you know, like what in the world? Like
yeah.
How does Sunday apply to what I'm doing right there in that moment?
So is that happening on a regular basis?
Or? Well, we have 4 kids, so something is always happening at our house. There's always some kind of destruction going on, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also want to know, like, what it looks like to live out my faith in the context of my neighborhood and at school with the families there that my kids are interacting with.
That's really good. Do you remember that story that Kathy Gladden told us?
Oh, yes.
Just some of us on staff, where she was at the gas station. She just pulled up to pump gas, right? Yeah. And she saw a woman on the other side of the gas pump, and she recognized that the woman was pretty. And she said, "You have a beautiful smile." And from that, she had this conversation that came out of this where she connected with this woman. And eventually, she invited this woman and her husband over for dinner one night at her home. Just a simple connection. I don't think that would ever work for me. If I ever comment on a woman's smile at a gas station, it probably won't be good for me. The police might show up.
Probably not a good idea.
But it's that kind of stuff that we want to talk about with people from our church. This podcast is about our people and for our people. So if you come to church here on a regular basis, it's our hope that you can relate to these stories that we share.
Yeah. So what else are we going to have as part of this podcast?
Well, it's really our desire that this podcast would help each of us stay on focus with the mission and the values of Fellowship each week through the week. So we're going to talk a lot about those on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. So you mean the mission, as in making disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.
Exactly. And the values, connection, transformation, multiplication. Like specifically this week when Ben was up on stage, just sharing about the Australian partners that we have in ministry now, how we're going across the world to specifically build a partnership with other people in on another continent, all for the gospel.
Mm-hmm. That will be really cool. You know, to think that we here in Little Rock will specifically be connected with people in Australia. You know, what else would be cool with this show? What if we could take questions from people in the church? Any kind of questions, serious or funny?
That's a really good idea, Amy, and we plan to do that.
So when people email us at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com,
they can ask any questions that they want. They can ask all kinds of questions, from something going on with the building itself to something that was mentioned in the sermon. We'll talk about all that stuff. In fact, I had a little girl walk up to me here at church recently and ask me a really important question. She asked me, "Do animals go to heaven?"
That's a great question. So what'd you say?
Well, it's not the easiest question to answer for little kids, right? It's hard for parents. It's hard for pastors to answer that question. And so I just kind of skirted around a little bit, but I wanted her to know that she's not alone in asking that question. So I told her that my four kids pray almost every night that dinosaurs would be in heaven because they think it'd be really cool to see dinosaurs. So she's really not alone in that question. Yeah.
Tame ones, I hope, that don't eat people.
Yeah, that's right. Only brachiosauruses.
Okay,
that's
good.
Right.
Plant eaters. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
So you know what I've been wondering? We just came out of Dwell and it was so good. And I really connected with God in a powerful way. But I had a question throughout the whole conference that kept bugging me.
What was your question?
What was that Dwell symbol? What did it mean? I mean, it was up there on stage. It was so big and amazing. And I just really, I kept thinking, I know there's got to be some meaning behind that.
I love that you're asking that question, Amy, because if this is a moment of confession, I was sitting in the Saturday worship session with Aaron Keyes, and I was so distracted by that Dwell symbol center stage that I was having a hard time worshiping because I just wanted to know, what does that symbol mean? Is it an arrow pointing to God? Is it somehow bringing us into it? If you turn it sideways and you lay it on its side, it almost looks like a stealth jet fighter. So like, what in the world does that symbol mean?
Yeah, I had several people asking about that.
Well, it's a good question, and we just happened to have Aaron Williams here with us. So let's ask him about it. Aaron is our lead worship pastor at Fellowship, and you can see him most often on Sundays leading in the worship center. So we're going to welcome Aaron to the podcast. Aaron, it's good to have you.
Yeah, it's so great to have you, Aaron. So can you help me out a little bit with this Dwell symbol?
Yes, good to be here with you guys. Yeah, it's funny that's the question you ask, but I'm actually kind of glad that you asked. You know, my first question would have been, what do you think it's meant to symbolize? Because it's art, and so, you know, how many times have we asked, what's Mona Lisa really thinking, right? And you never really know, but there was inspiration behind it. So really the one of the key ideas for the whole conference was this idea of dwelling with God and this picture of heaven and earth meeting. And so there's this amazing thing that happens when God's people worship Him, and it's not just in song, but really any way they're worshiping Him, where there's this inner connection that happens where something divine, God, but something of the heavenlies, like, comes down and meets with us here on the earth. I mean, Jesus was a kind of the supreme example of that. And so the symbol is meant, if you look at it, and I know it's hard just on a podcast because we can't see it, but there are actually upward arrows. Most of the direction is upward in the symbol, but there's also downward arrows. And so our artists, our graphic designers here, kind of took that vision of heaven and earth meeting, you know, kind of our vertical pursuit of God, but also his pursuit towards us, and tried to create art around it that symbolized it. And so
that's really good. I'm gonna have to look at it again because I haven't noticed the downward arrows.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna look at it again on the website or something and really specifically look for that.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I love just hearing the vision behind that and how they really worked to create a symbol that would symbolize really more of a message. That's mm-hmm. really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. This whole concept of dwell has really hit home with me. I can't read through the scriptures right now without seeing that word pop out at me.
Yeah, it's just everywhere.
And recognizing how God is dwelling with me, wants to dwell with me, and he's calling me into relationship with him. It's just so cool. So where did the vision for dwell come from in the first place? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I think this is unique in the conversation of a pod, the context of a podcast, because it really came about through a series of conversations. And I think that's really important to point out, that our conversations with one another about what God's doing in our life can have a profound impact on not only us, but the community of faith that we find ourselves a part of. And so really that word, we did a dwell worship night about 1 year ago. I think it was last May, actually. And that word just kept coming up in conversation. And it wasn't until I did a word study on the word dwell that I realized how kind of everywhere throughout Scripture it is. And so it really started for me personally down this quite a long road that was fascinating. It still is fascinating to me, uncovering all the many reasons why that word exists in Scripture, all the many different connotations, but primarily that from the very beginning, God wants to be with us. And, you know, we can say that and let it kind of fly by, but that's really profound, that God wants to be with us. And in fact, he created us for that type of relationship. And and so for us, you know, it was, man, if that's true, then what implications does that have on my everyday life? I mean, if he wants to be with me, and I in my heart of hearts, in the deepest place in my heart, I want to be with him, then that should affect my everyday, you know, living and my family and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's true. You think about it, it's not God pushing us away. That's never been the case.
Right.
It's been our sin in front of us that has been pushing God away. And he's always wanted to be with us and have a relationship with us. And it's up to us to recognize that and see that he's wanting to dwell with us. He's calling us to dwell with him.
Yeah.
I really loved too how y'all talked on all the different ways that we interact with God through prayer, through scripture, through worship and mission. And I think that was really a good way for us to just focus in on that of how are we dwelling with God on a regular basis. And so, you know, as y'all think about it, in what ways are you hoping that dwell will impact daily life for people in our body moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways, but at the core of it, one, just a fresh sense of God's pursuit of us, you know. And so I think there's something powerful that happens in our heart when we realize, maybe especially for any of us that have grown up in the church or have heard talk about that a decent bit, but just kind of a fresh realization that that God wants to be with us. He wants to have the relationship with us. And then beyond that, you know, I think the spiritual disciplines you mentioned, Amy, of worship or prayer, reading scripture, meditating on scripture, even silence or solitude, there's a long list of them that we would kind of rediscover in the midst of those, this vibrant relationship with God, that he would kind of make some of those practices come alive in a new way for our church. And what's cool is we've heard people saying that, you know, Dan, you just said it a second ago, but we've heard a lot of people saying, man, it's like I'm opening my Bible and the words are kind of jumping off the page in a way that they haven't in a while. And I mean, that's our prayer, that it would just kind of, God would use that to really kind of draw people in a powerful way back to his love for them and how he wants to use them in the world that they're living in, their jobs, you know, their neighborhoods, like you guys have said. And so I think if we see those things happening, Dwell has been a success, because that's really what we set out for in the beginning, just praying that that would happen, knowing that we couldn't make it happen, but it was God's desire. He's already shown us it's His desire. So we know that He wants us to be awakened to those truths.
So taking the idea of Dwell and the conference, it happened a couple weeks ago. So just paint the picture of what your prayer has been for people as they're a few weeks out from Dwell now, but on a Tuesday night, they're putting their kids in bed and they see their prayer, their Dwell journal sitting on their nightstand or sitting on the kitchen table. And they just take a moment to think about that weekend, that catalytic event a few weeks ago. What do you want them to think about or even do in that moment? What's your prayer been for that?
Yeah, that's a great moment, because I think we all find ourselves in those mundane moments, if you will, the normal life. You're not at a conference with hundreds of other people, but you're doing the normal things of your life. And you know, for me, I'll just, what I've hoped for myself in that moment was that I wouldn't see time with God as a burden, but I would, and sometimes I don't know why, but I just do that. It's like my default position. Like, oh, I really know I ought to be doing such and such, and so I feel burdened by it. And realizing that God doesn't intend that for me, and nor should I see it that way. And so kind of retraining my mind, really, to in that moment to realize that whether I'm with my boys or my family as a whole, or maybe I'm just wrapping up work at the end of the day, that in that moment I can be with God and I can have communion with Him right there. It doesn't have to be always our set aside time.
At church on Sunday.
Yeah, I love that too. Just that awareness of His presence with us.
Yes, He's with us always. We don't have to do a single thing apart from Him. And we really don't ever, but it's the awareness of it. It's like He's always present. We're just not always mindful of His presence. And so for me, it's been that moment, you know, with my kids, tucking them in, or maybe just playing with them and feeling the joy of, you know, having two little boys that are wearing me out, and realizing that those are gifts from God, and turning that moment into a moment of worship, into a moment of thanksgiving. And it could be the opposite. It could be really hard moments. I mean, we all have hard moments. Some of us are living in hard seasons, and it's realizing some of the stories we told at Dwell. It's realizing that in those hard moments, God's with us. We don't have to walk through them alone. We don't have to wait till we're through the valley to spend time with Him. He's with us in the valley. Yeah. And but that's a mindset, you know, shift that for me, I'm just trying to cultivate, and it's these spiritual disciplines that help me cultivate it. It reminds, you know, there's something about the pattern of that really kind of trains our minds to be aware of God.
That's right. Yeah. Amy, what was something that was impactful for you out of coming out of Dwell?
You know, really for me, just the time in the Word. I really loved the time that we set apart there to just, it was beautiful just walking through our plaza and seeing that so many people sitting around reading Scripture in silence. And that was just such a beautiful picture. And I think that was a rich time of just being in the Word, and that really encouraged me to set aside more time like that, to just stop in my day, spend time focused in His Word, and expect Him to speak to me through His Word, and expect Him to be there, and for the Spirit to be moving and to be teaching me, and just really to approach His Word with an expectant heart. And I think that really just re-energized my love for the Word.
Yeah, one of the lines that keeps sticking out to me from the whole weekend was something that Tim Caldwell said when he was talking about 10 minutes a week doesn't get you anything.
Yeah.
He said 10 minutes with Chip and Joanna just get you an animal on their farm. You don't even get to see the house that they're going to start working on, right?
Yeah.
But so many times we treat reading Scripture like that 10 minutes a week, and we're not going to get anything. And some of the conversations I've had with people, and some of my own discoveries, when we set that dedicated time apart, God speaks to us through His Word. And it's incredible that when we give God that time, what he does in our hearts. And that's been so cool to see and really challenging for me and my wife, just spending time with God, just being with him.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I really loved was the generational prayers. That was just, I loved hearing from each generation what they're dealing with, what their struggles are, and then seeing our whole body pray for that generation. It was just a beautiful moment because we do have every generation represented here, and the struggles are unique in those generations, and yet there are some common struggles that we're all dealing with. So seeing that uniqueness as well as the common between us, I thought was just really good.
That's good. So Aaron, what's next for Dwell? Where do we go from here?
Well, that's a great question. We're praying about it right now. You know, two things. I think one is we've had so many people reaching out, which we're really thankful for, whether email or text message to pastors here or to Catherine and I, and or some way we're getting word of it. But one, just saying, man, this is, here's what God did in my life or my husband's life or whatever. And but then the question is, what do I do now? Or how does my D group experience some of this together? And you know, our blanket kind of answer for all that is, as well, do the practices, the things that we did at Dwell. Like, we designed it that way so that you could not only do it in this large context, but you could also do it by yourself at home or wherever it may be. And so that's kind of what we've been telling people, but we're basically trying to one, come up with some more resources, some really user-friendly resources that we could maybe offer that aren't there right now, to say, hey, if your D group wants to take this a step further, download this PDF, you know, online, and here's some ideas for you. You know, pick what you think works best for you. Or maybe some of the things, like we put in the journal, maybe have some of that available. So we're praying through, you know, how much time needs to be spent on that, and if it would actually be helpful in that. And then we're also praying through, you know, what's ahead for the conference. Are we going to do this again? There's lots of momentum behind it. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that we will, because I think there's a, a surge of energy that the Spirit's using to encourage our church with that. And we'd love to see it happen again, but obviously you're just, you know, prayerful for whatever God and the leadership of our church feels is right. And so my hope is that we'll have great resources available in the coming months that will maybe help people take continued steps forward. And then also maybe, you know, next March be doing it again, gathering together for Dwell 2.0.
Yeah, that's so good. That's what I love about the idea of the Dwell Conference. This whole thing has been bathed in prayer from the beginning. It hasn't been set out to be a giant production thing where we're going to make all these books or we're going to do all this and sell all this stuff. Or it's really just been trying to follow God's leading the entire way. And we don't have this giant plan for what Dwell is going to be next. So Aaron, we've really appreciated having you here talking with me and Amy and just learning more about the heart behind Dwell.
Yeah, and I really just appreciate you and Catherine both, just your leadership in this and your obedience to where God's been leading. And it's just been neat to watch, as Dan said, just how every step has been prayed through and just saying, Lord, we want to follow where you're leading. And it's been really great.
So as people go from here, we want them to take those disciplines. The disciplines that we practice at Dwell Conference, right? We want them to spend time in the Word, because they want to be there with God. They want to hear God speak to them. We want them to worship fully and freely on Sundays to the God who created them. And I can tell you what, that's what my mindset has been since Dwell Conference. And it's been so good for us. So, Amy, this is our first podcast.
Yay!
This is the first one that we've done.
I love this. I'm so looking forward to just getting to interview more people. Like, I feel like just sitting here with Aaron, even though I experienced Dwell, getting to hear a little bit more of the heart behind it and talking with him just helps me carry that on and just think more about what we're doing here at Fellowship and how we're making disciples.
That's right. And we hope you all enjoyed the podcast too. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ. as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.